And I'm fortunate enough to have my buddy Charles Sizemore on the line with us. So, Charles, welcome to the show.
Good to be here.
Thank you. And I don't know if you heard, when you tuned in, if you heard my friend Oscar's comments there, but Oscar called, and what he was talking about is that he was talking about the fact that the low interest rates, I was talking about money market funds this morning in the first half of the show, and my concern over some of the potential legislation that they're trying to push through, Mary Shapiro is with the SEC, and concern just over money market funds breaking the buck and whatnot. And we kind of led to that into the fact that not only is the American consumer not making any money on their fixed income portfolio, but neither are people like CalPERS and the pension funds and the various agencies. Do you have any thoughts on that? I mean, I think Oscar was right on target that this is really impacting us and people are not talking enough about it.
Oh, I would agree completely. I heard his comments and I couldn't agree more. You have a low interest rate environment where, okay, if you're a pension fund, you're trying to match your liabilities to your assets. You have long-term liabilities here, so you're trying to buy long-term assets, long-term bonds, what have you, that match to that. Well, when the 10-year only yields, what is a 10-year yield today? A percent and a half?
About a buck and a half?
Yeah, maybe.
You know,
if that,
yeah.
The 30-year isn't much higher, truth be told. So you're not keeping up with your obligations at that point. They're actually getting poorer every year. That is a big disaster. Ultimately, the person who's going to be on the hook is the taxpayer in the case of public pensions, city, state, local, what have you. But in the case of public companies, it's going to be the shareholders. Or in the worst-case scenario, the retirees themselves are just going to get left holding the bag. So it's a big, big problem, and there is no easy solution.
Yeah, there is no easy solution, and I don't know exactly where we're going to go with this. I mean, I just know that Oscar.
Well, I know where we're going to go with it. In the case of the public pensions, it means higher taxes. That's really the only way out, unfortunately.
Yep, I think you're right. I was going to add that, but I didn't. I didn't want to.
Don't shoot the messenger.
Hey, listen, I didn't want to depress the folks too much because I already told them this morning that I think that that some of their money market funds could be in danger and they need to be very careful about the money market funds that they're in. Now, the reason I asked you to come on the show is that, I get up really early. Peggy and I get up about 5 o'clock in the morning. Oh, in separate homes, by the way, folks. But Peggy gets up and she, one of the greatest things she does for me is she starts doing some research, sends me some articles. I get up, start looking at some articles. John Langston, I get a lot of articles. My research staff just sends me a lot of articles that I can start reading in addition to the ones I read the night before. And we found one this morning. Peggy found one this morning that Charles wrote in Market Watch. He's highlighted in Market Watch. It's called Here's What Keeps Me Up at Night, Awake at Night, which, as you know, is a question I ask folks. And, Charles, it was really fascinating. I did not know about this date, but apparently September the 12th, which is right around the corner, 2012, this could be a very significant date. So I asked Charles to come on and just talk about the article and the date. Charles, what's going to happen on September the 12th?
That is the day that the German Constitutional Court decides if the entire bailout infrastructure that they've been negotiating for the last 2 years, that's when they decide if all of that is constitutional under German law. I don't need to tell you that's a very, very critical vote here, because if the German Constitutional Court decides that, well, no, sorry, guys, under the German Constitution, this is unconstitutional, we're not able to do this, then everything they've been working on for the last 2 years gets thrown out the window. There is no plan B.
Whoa.
Yeah.
I mean, if they vote against this, it erases the board. We have to start all over again.
Well,
there's no fallback position anywhere.
Well, here's the thing: Germany is the fallback for the rest of Europe. Germany is the only country big enough and strong enough, and with enough credibility in the marketplace to bail out the rest of the Eurozone. So, if Germany has to be taken out of this, there's just no one else. I mean, you think the Netherlands is big enough to pick up the flag? The answer is unfortunately no. So this there is no plan B here. We're here in the U.S. We're no stranger to high-profile constitutional cases. Earlier this year we had the Obamacare decision. So, you know, clearly we have experience with this sort of thing, but we've never had a Supreme Court case that had the potential to determine really the entire future of the world economy here. So to say the stakes are high is an understatement.
Holy cow. Is there any inkling which way the court is leaning, or is it just as secretive as our Supreme Court, where, you know, we get a surprise every now and then, like the Obamacare decision? Does anybody have a finger on the pulse over there to know which way they're going?
Well, the handicappers think that the Constitutional Court will at least grudgingly give the green light, but the question is, will it be that simple? Is it going to be a yes or a no? Or is it going to be, okay, it's constitutional, but under these set of circumstances, and then they make a list of circumstances that make everything very complicated and muddy. That's what nobody knows. And then everyone's kind of assuming that there's going to be at least a few conditions. I mean, this is Germany. Germany doesn't give you anything for free. I mean, there's always some conditions attached. So the questions are, what will those conditions be? How onerous will they be? And, you know, how will the market take it? Judging by the action of the last couple weeks here, it looks like investors are viewing this as not a huge worry, but they've been wrong before. So, that's a very long way of saying no one knows.
Wow. Well, I guess we're going to find out, but that's going to be a big date. Now, let me get this straight so that I can prepare my listeners for this. Will the announcement be made on the 12th, or is that the date that they're getting together?
That's the day they're getting together, and no one knows exactly when I don't think they have a press conference on the calendar for a specific time of day yet. We will find out soon enough.
Yeah, well, try to stay on top of this for us, would you? I mean, you're kind of we'd like to turn you into a roving reporter, if you will, and maybe because, you know, you're the first to bring this up. I've not heard this from any source, and I'm very impressed that you brought this to everybody's attention, because this is a big, big deal. Now, I know you're invested. You're still invested in Spain. You're still invested in European stocks. Are you getting less comfortable with those positions? Are you going to exit? What are you thinking of doing?
I'm comfortable in them for the time being, but my finger is on the trigger. If it looks like we're going to get a muddled response out of Germany, I would sell first and ask questions later. You can always buy back in later. If you miss out a little bit of upside, that's okay. But if it looks like this is going to go the wrong way, or they start, this is the way I would see that playing out. If they make an announcement about the constitutionality that market doesn't like, you would probably be looking at several weeks of volatility. So if you had to get out, you would have time to get out, I would think. So my finger's on the trigger, and if this looks like it's getting bad, I would definitely sell first and ask questions later.
Okay, but it's to the Germans' best interest to kind of keep things afloat, or is it not? You know, you got a lot of contracts, a lot of, you know, Germany certainly sells to the Eurozone. I heard this morning there was some pushback against the Germans down in Greece. And certainly Germany does not want to anger probably its biggest marketplace, does it?
Well, the German government would agree with you completely. They want the Eurozone preserved. Yeah, they want it preserved under their, they want to be in charge, and that's understandable. But they do want it preserved. Now, the question is, do the courts agree with the government? And that's, their court system is independent, just like ours is. And judges oftentimes have their own agenda and their own ideology, and they live in their own little world. So the question is not so much whether the German political establishment wants the EU preserved. They do, and they want the Eurozone preserved. That is really, well, and of course, there are dissenting voices, but the consensus is that they want it preserved. The question is, does the court agree with them? And that's what we're all waiting for.
Okay, so I guess we wait for September the 12th. Well, while we've got you on, how do you see the landscape here? What do you think about Ryan? I realize it's a political event, but I'm beginning to see financial articles that it could have a, a far-reaching impact if the Romney Ryan ticket should win. Any thoughts on the Romney Ryan ticket now?
You know, I like Paul Ryan a lot. I really do. Now I have to put the, I have to put a caveat on that. I do think a lot of his proposals are unrealistic. If you look at the fine print, he sees federal spending in a decade from now being lower as a percent of GDP than just our military budget today. Yet at the same time, he doesn't really want to cut the military. So I don't really see how that's possible. That the math just doesn't quite work out. But that said, he has done the country an incredible service by bringing to the forefront entitlement reform. He is getting out there and talking about Medicare and Medicaid on a level that nobody before him has. You know, no one, at least of his political stature. You've had think tanks or what have you, but no one in his position of power has come out and said the things he is. He, if his, and again, whether his plans get implemented, even if Romney wins, there's no guarantee that what Ryan says will get implemented because we have a political process. Things get negotiated, things get changed. But he's at least brought to the table. He's at least brought into the debate, I should say. You know, the questions we should be asking. You know, can we afford Medicare in its current form? Can we afford Medicaid in its current form? And the answer is no. And so he's coming out with proposals to fix that, and I salute him for that.
I agree with you, and it should be a lively fall. Now, Charles, I've only got about a minute and a half to go, and I appreciate you coming on at very last notice because, as I said, folks, I sent him an email this morning because I wanted him to talk about September the 12th. Now, Charles has agreed to come down, and he and I are going to co-host a luncheon or dinner. We might do both here. We're going to talk about economics. We're going to talk about what we see in the future. You're still agreeing to do that, right, Charles?
Absolutely.
All right. Well, great. So stay tuned for that, folks. I'll be letting you know when that will be. We're going to set up something, and you're going to have the Mike Robertson Charles Sizemore Show, or the Charles Sizemore Mike Robertson Show. That's probably better. But we are going to get together, and we're going to talk to you about what we think is coming forward. We're going to take a look at our crystal ball. It should be a very interesting program, and I'm looking forward to doing it with you, Charles. And once again, thank you so much for taking the time at the last minute to come on and try to stay up on that September 12th. And as we get closer to that, we'll make sure you have me back on. I'm sure we'll have you back on before then, but we'll make sure we have you on around that time to discuss what's going on with the Germans. So thank you again for being with us today, Charles.
You bet.
All right, folks, I'll be back to you in just a few moments with a few closing comments. You're listening to Mike Robertson, Straight Talk Money, Business 1110 KTK, where you get straight answers to your questions about your money, and I'll be back to you in just a moment.